Hey!
Hey! Right. I'm Tony.
I'm David.
I'm Kelly.
And this is episode 35 of Antique Clocks and How to Repair Them.
Antique Clocks and How to Repair Them. Okay, so I've got this gear in my clock. It's more of the secondary gear on the bottom.
Okay.
Do I use a 12-star bit or do I use a 15-star bit?
Well, you see, depending on the make of the clock, it could be an early... German engineered 1920s cuckoo clock,
or it could
and
be
for
an
that
early...
you're gonna want to go ahead and just smash it with a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
okay. That should completely fix it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And so now, should I scar the outside of it before I paint it school bus yellow?
If you just go ahead and correctly, gently whip it out.
Okay.
And start, polishing your knob right into the just, cuckoo clock. Yeah. It should work it up into a nice lubricated state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, the paint should hold fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And then on to our next topic, Winter House Gaming!
Yay!
Whoa!
All right. So we've been talking about doing this live for a very long time. And... we were supposed to interview Silver Paladin Gamings, but what ended up happening was
Maine ended up being Maine.
It ended
and
up being
we
Maine.
We ended up getting like 7 or 8 inches of snow.
Yes. So that kind of sucked. So we apologize to them. We're hoping that we can reevaluate the schedule and get them on at another time. Yep. Hopefully very soon. I think I got a couple. We got a couple thing, you know, weekends coming up where
we got
can
some
do this.
Irons in the fire here.
Yeah, yeah.
But they, you know, seemed very excited to be on. We're definitely excited to have them.
We are.
And honestly,
you can see
this
the excitement.
Live, yeah, this live podcast is the long time in the making.
Yes, we've always wanted to
relative
do it.
Relative to our existence.
Yes. Yeah. It takes a while to hook this stuff up, and now that we have kind of a centralized location for our podcast, along with our computers, which you could probably sort of see around us a little bit.
We have so much technology all
so
in, like,
much technology.
You use your imagination.
Yeah.
You can just kind of finagle it in your mind. Yeah. In your mind.
Yeah. We have wands and all that stuff.
Yep.
So very cool. We hit a milestone this week in gaming. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened in gaming? Tony is dying.
You have to pardon me. I'm still kind of sick.
Yeah.
So
you are very
I'm kind
sick.
Of on the mend. I apologize about that. I'm drinking my Wawa here.
Not the Wawa.
And
I don't apologize.
I'm trying to get better. You're going to have to deal with some coughing, some weird fluids coming up out of my mouth hole. And that's just the way it is, man.
So I heard you mention it. I think Kelly mentioned it. That was it Activision?
Yes.
Okay, what happened with that?
Yes, so basically, Activision's total microtransaction sales have surpassed their sales in the physical games themselves.
Oh my god.
That's insane.
So, we're looking at like $2 billion in microtransaction sales.
For one company, right?
Plus, their subsidiaries, Candy Crush, who have also racked
in... People are still playing that?
Yeah. That, listen to this, that game alone has racked in $2 billion in... microtransactions.
That is unreal.
That is crazy.
You gotta admit they're doing something right.
So
though.
Activision
or people just have a problem
killing it.
Probably I don't know which killing one it. I'm gonna say more on. They're either doing something really right or they're creating addictions so bad where people are just like super addicted to spending money.
In other microtransaction news, Blizzard's Hearthstone. Some people are like out there spending $700 a pop, like on that game.
I don't doubt it.
Like, with what? What do you do? You buy like
exactly
cards
how
and stuff.
E-cards. Yeah.
E-cards.
Yeah.
So
I would assume so.
You ever heard like as far as microtransactions go? Mobile games have just the craziest, shittiest microtransactions.
I know.
I feel like it's crazy. Like you have to buy extra turns. That seems insane to me.
That's probably
but
what
sometimes
these
people
end up doing.
Weirdest niche, like cult following. It's just unreal.
Right. And it does. It's crazy. So
damn
you can
you
do
Blizzard
it a couple different
Activision.
You can do it a couple different ways. And I think a lot of things that drives microtransactions would be the fact that you either purchase one or you can actually invite people to the game and you get them that way. Now, if someone says, stop sending me these stupid invites, well, I'm doing it for a reason, to fuel my addiction, but if not, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if people say no to other people's addictions and not help them, they're actually creating a whole nother addiction called gambling. You know?
Which basically seems to be what Hearthstone is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And loot box. I mean, and this is not new information. Yeah. Like, no, we've been talking about how loot boxes are basically
surpassing what we ever thought could happen. At least two other podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to know exactly which podcast those are, go listen to them. You dingus.
Yes.
Before they're gone.
You dingus.
You dingus.
They will only be up for.
Yeah. You just go to the Facebook page. They're usually always pinned to the top. I think, the event we're doing right now was actually pinned to the top right now. But you will find the podcast there. If you go to the Podomatic site, you'll find all the rest of them.
And also for later listening, since this is live right now, I will be mixing this podcast and we will be putting it up on Podomatic and iTunes and all
the
that.
The great thing about doing
this. So we're going to start doing that quicker then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in
the great thing about this is that you're going to like have all brand new ways to get like the podcast into your face.
Yes. We're talking books. We're talking posters. We're talking about our faces being printed on toilet paper.
We're talking about
taking out a Skywriter.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're going to have Tony dabbing on the head of a condom. You're going
to you're gonna have long manuscripts.
Yep. Ancient scrolls being delivered to the Vatican.
The stone tablet.
The Pope will read them.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
So,
Yes,
because I have an idea and I want to say it because I think it's really funny. But
okay.
Go ahead.
I want to let you know something that I read. And this is probably going to be no surprise to you, Dave.
Okay.
Monster Hunter World has officially become Capcom's fastest selling game in history.
That is definitely not surprising to me.
That does not surprise me.
If you haven't played it, play the first hour of it and you will see. Actually, just the intro part of it is so unreal and like large and captivating. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Before we move on to that, I think that Winterhouse Gaming needs to get in on these microtransactions.
Yeah.
So for episode 36, what we're going to do is we're going to have the podcast, but we're going to cut out pieces of it. If you want to hear those pieces of it, it's going to be like, I think, I don't know, $1 to $5 for,
per segment.
Yeah. Yep. So if you want to hear it sound like this spaghetti, then yeah, you can do that. That's up to you. Invite your friends to listen to it. We'll give you a little bit more, but yeah, we're going to make you pay for it.
Yeah.
I'm that's just
a great
kidding.
Idea.
That is a great idea, but I'm obviously
joking.
How have
we not done this before?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody would listen to that?
Probably not.
I would never listen to that.
The thing is, though, we're going to also, like, after the podcast is done, we're going to record nonsensical bits, and it's going to kind of be that gambling factor. Like, you pay $5, you might get a part of the real podcast. You might get nonsense.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I hear you. I need to mute my phone because I'm probably going to be called into work again.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen, so I'm going to pretend it doesn't exist. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Pretend what doesn't exist?
They're going to start calling us.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Okay, so microtransactions suck. They're making a lot of money on it. People are crazy. We've come to that conclusion.
People are going
to
buy that shit no matter what. So,
Monster Hunter World, okay, we've talked about it quite a bit. I want to talk about it a little bit more.
I don't think we're talking about it enough.
It's true. Because if you don't have it, get it. It's amazing. Yeah. It's a different experience. I never thought I would play anything even close to something that resembled Dark Souls ever. And you have to admit, it does resemble Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes, quite a bit. The combat system.
Right.
In general.
In fact, the funny thing is, playing Dark Souls probably made me better.
It made you better at this game?
At Monster Hunter, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just messing with the camera because
weird.
I have problems. So, I love the monsters in Monster Hunter World, but
I love the hunting in Monster Hunter World.
I love the world in Monster Hunter World. So, something I just purchased Shadow of the Colossus, and I feel like Monster Hunter World kind of opened that curiosity for me because of the huge just monsters,
bigger than life,
the scope of it,
larger than life.
I just started that this morning, and I'll tell you what, I have, like, games just keep amazing me. They really do, and I'm so shocked I never played this before. I'm shocked that nobody said, here's a game, you have to play it. I didn't grow up when I was younger around PS2 era with a lot of people that actually were gamers and stuff. I really didn't. It was kind of just me. So I'm really glad that you guys got me into Monster Hunter World so I could play Shadow of the Colossus. The broad, like just how massive everything is. And when you're riding your horse and then it pans out a little bit and beautiful. Makes you small.
Yeah.
You just, you feel the grand scale of it.
Yeah.
And it's the most craziest fun thing
it's
I've played in such a long time.
It's one of the best looking games that I've seen recently. Yeah. The Shadow
it looks
of
fantastic.
The Bosses remake.
It looks fantastic.
So and, where are you at right now with that? Where
okay. So
at?
I've killed, the first four
wow.
Colossus. Yeah.
You made some headway.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I just got done killing the bird.
Yep.
The flying one. I didn't have a cool name for it, but we did kill the chicken dog.
Chicken dog.
The chicken dog turkey.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was really cool. So I feel like I'm doing fairly well. I plan on playing it probably the rest of the day unless I'm called in. I could drive to Jonesboro.
Yeah. Ooh, Jonesboro. That's.
Dude, you got to drive to Georgia? Yeah. What the hell? I lived in Jonesboro, man.
Yeah. Well, this is a 4.5 hour ride. Yeah.
I remember when I was working for Dish, and I used to have to get called into Islesboro.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds terrible.
Barry. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
My uncle used to, I think, lived in Islesboro. Yeah.
That's the weird thing about Islesboro, is that, like, it's, like, either really rich or, like, really poor.
Yeah.
There's no, like, middle class.
That's weird.
Like, yeah. So, but, anyway, the funny thing is, like, what you were talking about with Shadow of the Colossus is something that I was actually thinking about, and I think that's one of the another aspect of being a gamer that I love.
Yeah,
is that having played Shadow of the Colossus on PS2, I got it when it came out, and I have the remaster on PS3. Is that like watching you play it for the first time? I'm so excited for you
because you know what's going
to
happen.
I basically get to experience it's as close as I'm going to get. To experiencing it again for the first time,
right?
Watching you go through it,
yeah,
and watching your reactions to it.
I think that was kind of. I think that was the same thing with CP Sketch and Silver Paladin Gaming. They were actually watching me.
Yeah, exactly.
They knew what was going to happen.
It was my first time experiencing it too. So David and I were experiencing these things together and trying to solve the puzzles.
And it
of
like
climbing
shocked me
things.
Every single time, like what was going to happen. And then I had to learn. You know, how to climb up that big one that had that big old beaten stick.
Yeah. Kind of like
I didn't know.
Learning and adapting.
Yeah. So Silver Paladin told me, you know, keep an eye on your surroundings so you can, you know, you have to use your surroundings.
Yeah.
And it took me a few minutes and he had probably had to explain it to me a little bit. But
and
I get it
and
now.
We're just like stumbling around, like tossing ideas. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Like, what do I do here? Or what do I do here?
I think
you know got to
climb
like,
up its butt.
Have you learned about the salamanders yet?
No,
okay.
But I have a feeling CP Sketch actually was spoiling that a little bit for me, and now
yeah,
you
he
just
was
spoiled
referring.
It.
Yeah,
well,
he was referring
it's not really
like
a spoiler.
Like
there
nature.
Are salamanders with white tails,
mm-hmm.
and if you
the ones that are climbing all over everything, the little like you randomly see them.
Yeah, there are regular salamanders, like black ones, and then there are black ones with white tails. And the white-tailed salamanders, if you kill them with your bow and you go and pick up the tail, it will increase your grit meter.
Okay.
And you can...
Your
you
grit
can
meter?
Get, yeah, like that purple, like, circle.
Okay.
I don't know if they
purple
did away
circle.
With it.
I don't see a purple circle.
It's like a pink it's circle.
Just, it's the circle. It's yellow in the bottom
It might
corner.
Be yellow. I haven't seen the remake yet, so they may have changed a few things.
Yeah. Oh, your stamina.
Yeah, your stamina.
Okay.
And they increase your stamina and your grip meter,
right?
So to speak, and you can get that stamina meter like huge,
mm-hmm.
and to the part where it's actually like becoming cumbersome, like and it's like obscuring some of your view. But like you can get that.
So if you raise your stamina, it'll actually like mess up other parts of the game.
It won't mess up parts of the game, but like it'll become kind of like a nuisance because it's like cutting off, you know, some of the camera. You know what I mean? Like some of your view of the world because it gets so big.
In the corner it gets so big? That's weird.
I know.
Why would they?
I know.
I think that,
think that
big,
it's...
That's how big you can make it.
That's Do you
weird.
Think they changed it,
weird.
Though, in the remake? Do you think
they may have.
Yeah.
But
I mean, was that a huge problem
in
the beginning?
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
No, because it was small in the corner.
Yeah.
Like in the bottom corner, you have your stamina, and you can build up your stamina, evidently. But I didn't know it could get that big.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's the stamina circle, and then there's a little piece coming off it. So maybe that piece comes out like this instead of
possible
like, up.
Yeah.
But it would be cool if, like, when you had more stamina, it affected other things.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, the funny part is you can get so much stamina, you can actually, you know, that central tower.
Right.
You can climb to the top of that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything up there, though.
Huh.
They may have added something.
Now I want to do that.
Do it.
I'm actually really shocked. Like, I guess I'm not really sure what I was expecting with the game. I think maybe I'm always expecting just RPG exploratory type thing. It's really not.
I love
it's very linear.
It's very, very linear.
The music is amazing.
The sound is
especially in the beginning.
There's a couple spots that actually sound like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that sounds like the Phantom of the Opera. Like, you know, when they're, like in the beginning of Phantom of the Opera, when they have the, What am I calling it?
I don't know.
The chandelier. Yeah. You know, the chandelier's down. Yes. But then all of a sudden they move the thing off it and it like it starts glowing up and raises and then the music's coming up.
Yep.
That's exactly what that sounded like for me. And I was
like
oh, I fucking
love
this.
I've never seen Phantom of the Opera, so.
Wait, you
have never seen Phantom of the Opera?
No.
Are you?
Get the
out.
Fuck out.
Get the right now.
I'm
no
sorry,
shoes,
everyone.
No shirt, no service. Dude, that movie is pretty awesome. If you like musicals in general, or at least okay with them, the story is awesome.
I love musicals.
Plus, Christine is super hot.
Super, super hot.
She's
bangable.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that out loud, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. He always takes it there.
Always take it there. So, we're gonna have to watch that either tonight or tomorrow night. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, I think for $40 for Shadow of the Colossus, it's definitely worth the remake. It looks unreal. Yeah, if you buy it and you play it, come tell us about it. Tell us what you think. Tell us
Drop us a line, man.
Drop us a line.
Yeah. Show up in the chat while Dave's streaming it and give him some hints. Lord knows he needs them.
Yeah. Just come in and say, Dave, you kind of suck at games. I don't know why you're doing this.
Some of the ones that you're going to fight, though, are just kind of, they're going to seem unfair.
What do you mean by unfair?
Just like, you're going to look at him and you're going to be like, how the fuck am I supposed to beat that?
Yeah, I mean,
you probably thought that with a bird one. You probably saw it come up and you were like,
I wasn't as concerned with the bird one as I was.
The bird one was sick.
What about
I
the
like
dude
that,
like
dude.
on the kind of like a on the arena, the really
okay,
tall,
that's,
lanky one?
That's the one that actually freaked me out a little bit because I didn't understand. I understood a little bit, but I didn't know the key thing that you had to do to get him
was to like walk him over to that stone
center
area so he can bash his club off it. And
so you open a little spot. He hurts his arm or whatever, or breaks some of his armor, and then you can go up him. But I tried it over and over again. I got slammed by him a couple times.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm gonna
good.
Stand right here and just wait. And then all of a sudden, I got the club right, bam, right in the top of my head.
Oh,
right in the dome.
Yeah. So
in real life, that would have just crushed you.
Yeah.
And you would have been instantly killed.
Dead.
You wouldn't have even felt pain, I bet.
Probably
it
not.
Would have been that instant.
It's a pretty good possibility. I wouldn't have just felt pain. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But because it's a video game, your character would just like...
Because it's a video game, we can literally do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
Dude, he fell down a cliffside and kept like trying to grab the cliffs, and he somehow did not die, and he fell like... In real life, it would have probably been a good couple hundred feet.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, where was I going with that? I just totally got railroaded. What do you got? I just got railroaded.
Did you hear the rumors of Google developing a video game console?
Oh, that's... Yes. I wanted to talk about that. So I had a few people text me and say, how do you feel about this? And I'm like, you know what? I think it's a fantastic idea because literally... Now, they were worried about cloud-based. We have cloud-based anyway. It's been happening. Game Live used to do it. I loved Game Lives. Like, if you wanted to view other people, okay, you go on the app. You go on this app, and you go over to the side where you can watch people play, like you do on Twitch. But it was this whole globe, and there was these live tiles everywhere of people playing. And you literally just go around this friggin' awesome virtual-looking globe and just pick one, and then it zooms in on them and automatically playing. It was the coolest freaking thing. I loved it. The whole experience was really cool. And then you could just play any game on there for probably, what, like $100 a year or something like that.
Yeah.
Something crazy. Well, that's actually not that crazy, but still.
That's
so
pretty crazy.
We've had cloud-based for a long time. So my brother was like, I would never be able to play this game because these games because my internet sucks. I'm like, by time Google has AAA games on a console that they're making, we will have better internet.
Yeah.
Because how long do you think it'd be before AAA says, you know what? I get what you're doing. I want to jump on that. It might be a while. We might get some older games that are not super great. They might be AAA titles, but they won't be 1080, 60 frames per second AAA titles. I really don't think they would.
Lord help the AA title.
Huh?
Lord help the AA title. They don't even stand a chance.
Right.
And the single A titles? No.
No, no way. No.
No.
And lowercase a?
Nope.
It's just never going to happen. Right?
Quadruple D? Nope. Forget about it.
So that's kind of what I was telling him. I'm like, things will get better. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of people are afraid the internet's going to go away and all that stuff, but it's not going anywhere.
It's here to stay, I think.
Yeah. So I think it's awesome Google's doing that because it'll help drive prices down a little bit and give us just more cool options.
Yep.
I would buy a console that Google makes any day.
What about Tuesday?
Probably not Tuesday. Well, maybe like afternoon time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't
I'm pretty busy on Tuesdays.
I just think that
I gotta
we need
go with the dentist.
More competitors right. in the video game market, you know?
More competitors? Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
competition fuels creativity and drives prices down, ultimately.
It absolutely does.
Except There's... when you're an internet company, and we only have two choices.
Shitty Spectrum. Or shitty.
Comcast, piece of shit. You ever see that thing on YouTube where Comcast doesn't give a fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Comcast doesn't give a fuck. They're gonna get paid anyway. Oh, you're going to leave Comcast cable? Don't do that. Stop making noises.
You're
going to
leave Comcast? Have fun. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to leave Comcast and go watch Hulu? Guess what? Comcast owns Hulu. You know, just stuff like that.
So you can't use it now.
You're not going anywhere if you haven't seen that. Also, if you haven't seen Wendy Ho Poop Noodle, don't look it up.
Okay.
Do not look it up.
You need to watch ASDF movie.
What?
ASDF movie. You need to watch it.
I've never heard of that.
It's amazing.
Do it now.
I'm not going to do it now.
Do it right now.
We're following the podcast right over Twitch.
Yeah. What is it about? Hold on. What is it about?
Oh, it's just like mini micro skits. That's what it is. It's just different stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to
flash animation. It's great.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
It's like a throwback to Newgrounds.
But it's not like super like racy or it's not.
No,
like,
it's not rapey.
It's not. Yeah. Guys,
is that
don't
what
worry
you said?
It. I said racy, I think. I didn't
say
racy.
Well, it's not racy or rapey.
Right.
So, you know.
I don't know what's happening.
There's actually an article now saying that Microsoft has a problem that they can't buy their way out of.
What's
and
the problem?
It's basically the fact that on paper, Xbox One is a great console, and it should be beating PlayStation.
Right.
Except we all know it's not, because it has no fucking exclusive games.
They really don't have any exclusives, but I think a lot of that's rooting from the fact that PlayStation was around first,
exactly.
And people are really holding on to that childish thing.
But
I'm not saying
I can understand that would make sense from a perspective if they were still coming out with Tomb Raider games or Crash Bandicoot games or
the old school exclusive
games before Xbox was even around. But now, even nowadays, you know, Infamous, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way. Okay, what is PlayStation doing better? Okay, we got exclusives. We've got a cheaper system. Aren't they always usually cheaper?
Except
the PlayStation
yeah.
3 was like $800 or something like that.
Something crazy.
Their user interface is miles ahead of Xbox.
Way better. The user interface. We talked last podcast with my brother and Kelly about the user interface for PlayStation 5. I'd like to see them revamp it just a little bit.
Yeah, people
little
say
bit.
That.
Not get rid of it, but just, I don't know, something different. Something different.
A nice zing. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, let's put a zing on that. Kelly wants a zing.
I want that zing down.
It needs zazz.
Zazz.
It lacks zazz.
It lacks zazz.
You could definitely stand to zazz it up a little bit. Just go ahead and put it on the zazz train to Zazz Town.
Yeah. So
good old Metalocalypse references.
Yep. Okay, so they've got all that. What does Microsoft have? Xbox. They've got obviously the money.
Yep.
Okay. They've got technology. They really do.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're trying to utilize every bit of it they can. They've got a better controller.
Yep.
I think the Xbox controller is way better, yeah, but I do like the touchpad of the PlayStation 3. I love that touchpad.
I like the triggers on the Xbox controller better.
Yes, I would agree.
I like
right there.
The protruding like the girth.
The right. protruding
of
girth.
The PlayStation one better.
Yep, the girth.
Yep. And honestly, people complain about PlayStation Plus being
you
not
get
worth it.
Way better shit with PlayStation Plus.
Better games.
There
dude.
Was a day where Xbox Live value far surpassed PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, right. I remember that. Those were back in
the
Xbox 360 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You just get so by the way, you know that Rhyme game I paid $30
yeah, it's
for?
It's now.
Free now.
You just got free I just got game. A free for, yep. you know, PlayStation. And that irritated me just a little bit.
PlayStation Plus free game Rhyme. Oh wait, I just paid like $40 for that.
I will say that I'm glad I paid for it because I want if it's a good game, I want the developer to have that money. I
yeah,
really
and
do.
Now you have the physical copy of it, though,
but
too.
PlayStation has done that to me so many times. And if the other funny thing is, I was on looking at, you know, both stores. On one store, I got something for like $9. If you go on the
yeah,
PlayStation
you
store,
that camera down.
If you go on the PlayStation store, it was literally just free.
Yeah.
There was no just simple discount. It was just a free game. I'm like, how did this happen? It might have been a mistake. I don't know. But yes, the PlayStation Plus is totally worth it. I think I'm paid up until like 2020.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every time there was a sale
on Amazon, it was like $40.
Yeah, I think you and I bought one too.
$25 for a year.
Yep.
And yeah, we definitely
we jumped on that.
We definitely
yep. It's always best to do that. I wish Xbox and Microsoft would hop on that same train and do that because
do what.
Like offering specials
on
a year,
Xbox Live.
They have
sometimes,
but not often enough to make it worth it for me.
Right. It's not as much as PlayStation. If you do something quite a bit, people start noticing, and then they expect it, really.
Yeah.
And then if they don't, you know, if somebody doesn't end up doing, like, let's say, for instance, around Christmas, there's always a sale. If there wasn't a sale,
people would riot
epidemics.
In the fucking streets.
There'd be pitchforks and signs that
people
says,
would
I'm only here
for
the donuts.
Bill Spector's fucking head on a pike.
Yeah, it's true. Steam sale, okay? You imagine if the Steam sale didn't happen?
Ooh, people would lose their
like,
shit.
I honestly would kind of rather it didn't happen now. Because
it has been getting worse.
There used to be a day where I would just blow through my like paycheck on game. Yeah. And now, like, maybe I'm just, like, getting a little bit more frugal.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
I mean, the
but,
quality of...
I'm looking at games now, and I'm just like, I don't care.
Like, am I really going to pay that?
Like, DayZ and, like, H1Z1.
The
and,
thing about
like,
it is, though,
everything's in fucking early access now anyway.
The quality and quantity of games... Like, the quantity of games is going up, but the quality... is going down on some of them, so it's harder
we'll get
to find
a gem every once in a while.
Yeah,
like
right
Monster Hunter, but
like the Shadow of the Colossus remake.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like wading through like garbage,
bullshit, you know.
Now
it is, yeah. There's a whole lot of nope, and some of the sales recently, even for PlayStation, some of the sales I'm just like,
yeah.
But I find all the good ones, which might be 3 or 4 out of like 80. I'll already have them, you know? And if I already have them, I mean, who's going to pay for them again?
Yeah.
I'm not going to just keep giving money. Who's going to do that? No, nobody wants to do that.
Nobody wants to do that.
But it's friggin' crazy. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So evidently there is, for you Fortnite freaks,
That's
I
not
don't
any
mind.
Of us,
I know it
really.
Isn't, but I know people that love it.
I do too.
I like watching it.
My nephew
I do like
loves
watching
it.
Like, we, you know, one of our other affiliates that we have through Winter House Gaming actually put a building tutorial on YouTube, and I was watching it the other day. It's very interesting. I mean, the things that you can do on that game is very cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's very complex, but simple at the same
That's
time.
That's a very comprehensive tutorial, too.
Yeah, he did a very good job.
Go check that out.
Yeah, I'm going to retitle it. It could be retitled, but... So, Fortnite 60 frames per second update for Xbox One X and Xbox One and PS4 Pro. That's arriving this month. People are going to lose their shit over that. It helps your, you know, shooting, and it helps seeing things a little bit quicker, and
Yeah, it's going to help streamline the whole experience.
Yeah, yeah. And I like seeing things like that. I personally don't play games like that much, except PUBG.
Yep.
So I don't care about the 60 frames.
Now, I need to hop on the PUBG train and actually try it out.
I mean, you can get it for free, right? Or is it $30?
It's $30.
I think it's $30 now. See, I got it back when it was free, and I don't think I had to pay for it.
Oh.
Huh.
I don't know.
He's like, I don't play PUBG. Somebody help me.
I play your PC copy of PUBG, so
you have it for Xbox, right? We'll have to play together.
I have it for Xbox.
Yeah.
Dude, I will totally play that with you.
Yeah, might as well.
I would love that.
Something funny to do for us to hide together and see how long it takes for someone to kill one of the two of us. Because that's totally what I would do.
I hide very well in that game, so I'm not too worried about it at all. Has anybody made a Monster Hunter World app yet?
No.
Okay.
For what?
Just, I don't know, crafting or moving things from like your...
Like a portable wiki almost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how the one, that, you ever
yeah,
seen,
like a
you ever play the one in Destiny?
World wiki?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's fantastic. You can do everything in it.
There's the Fextra Life wiki for Monster Hunter. You can probably pull that up and like app it yourself.
Yeah, I could app it myself. Also, I need to apologize to PlayStation for blasting them about their app. They have redone their app.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's amazing.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I avoided it like the plague.
Dude.
I even gave a...
Did we just get a fucking earthquake?
We just got an earthquake. I also put a, I went on the App Store and blasted them on the App Store. I believe I'm actually getting called in right now, so that's unfortunate. So I'm just going to, put that right over there for a few minutes.
Yep, that's fine.
So, yeah, I want to apologize for PlayStation for being an asshole and not waiting it out.
Yeah.
Because apps update all the time. They're constantly working on them because phones are now, and they're kind of important.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Pine State Con. I want to talk about Pine State Con for a little bit.
And the Kickstarter.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes hand in hand.
There's a Kickstarter.
There's
a Kickstarter. You can find it on facebook.com/PineStateCon.
You can also find it on our page.
On our page as well, yes.
Yeah.
And also where? There's one more place. You can do it. I believe in you. Bangor Comic and Toy Con.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot that it's on that page.
Yes. Do you forget that page exists?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
How dare you?
Okay, so you can find it. Let's try this one more time. Bangor Comic and Toy Con, Winter House Gaming, and also Pine State Con.
Yep. Yes.
The Kickstarter is to help us, to help us help you and, you know, get this, you know, these cons rolling up here in, you know, the Northern Maine and also Southern Maine.
Just me
helps us do everything really that we need to do, to bring this fun event up here
and make
and
it
start,
better, make it a make better, it better con.
We're trying to grow
everything
the
that we get, we're gonna turn
and,
it around and pass the savings on to you.
Yeah, okay, Oprah, thank you, appreciate that. So
when did Oprah get here?
I've always been here.
There's a free whale for everyone.
Everybody,
did you
gets
say a free
whale?
A what?
A whale.
A whale?
A whale.
Why would you get a whale?
Why not?
I mean, I guess.
Telling me you don't want a whale?
I mean, I would take a whale if I had a place to put it.
Just put it in the driveway out there. It's fine.
Put it in the driveway.
All right, so Pine State Con 2018 is happening summer, July 14th and 15th. That's in Portland. If you can make it, awesome. If, you know, people in Bangor. If you can't make it, we're going to have one up in Bangor. Yay!
Yay!
And that was November 10th and 11th, right here in Bangor. You're going
right
to see more information on that.
Banger.
As the date rolls closer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, give it time. Be super patient with us.
Be patient!
We will give you some fun things and let you know what's going to happen. And all that jazz. Also, go check out Silver Paladin Gaming. They do tabletop RPGs. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Tabletop RPGs.
Gaming, stuff like that.
Dungeons
D&D.
And Dragons.
Yep.
They've got a couple other things
Fate,
that they're doing.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. So we are hoping that when we do an interview with them, we can actually learn more about this stuff and possibly maybe even join them in playing something.
Oh, it will be an event to remember.
Wait, how long do those games last?
A long time.
Hours.
So, like half an hour?
No.
No.
More hours? More
longer hours. Than that.
Yeah. I'd like to know the longest game that
anyone's ever
that's
had.
That's the thing is, like, you have sessions, so each game can take, like months.
Really?
Yeah. Can. Not,
how do you wait? Ooh. How do you remember everything that you're going to be doing?
You just write it down. You write it down.
Just write it down.
Yep.
Yeah. Like
you have
stole,
your character stats. And...
Like I kicked a cat in Avalon, and
lost one health.
I never apologized.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then later on, you'll meet that cat. It will remember you.
It will remember you.
And then you'll lose two health because it's just going to scratch your eyes
out.
So I was kind of like, I want to go on this little. Thing for a moment to talk about tabletop gaming and Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that.
And all the nerdy shit.
So, Old Spice, okay, I don't know if you guys read about this. Old Spice actually created a class for Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
And it's hilarious.
Is it Terry Crews?
No, but it's called the Old Spice Gentleman class or Gentlewoman class.
Yeah.
So basically, there's a link, there's a 4-page PDF that contains everything that you need to know. The funny thing is you're basically a bard on steroids.
Yeah.
Like you're just kind of a buff steroid.
This
bard.
Is basically sounding like Terry Crews.
Yeah. You get to add charisma and dexterity modifier to an armor class whenever they wear a fancy suit, which is hilarious. The creativity in this is so funny. You get an increase in base attack bonus for every level. The gentleman's default abilities are the catchphrase and a punchline.
Wow.
As a gentleman levels up, they also gain abilities like turning into an intelligent dog, spontaneously summoning a horse, or heal allies with their pleasing scent.
Wow.
Which obviously comes from the gentleman using Old Spice products.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally.
I use Old Spice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
So secret's out.
Secret's out.
Yep.
So the funny Warehouse thing is, uses the gentleman Old class Spice. Wasn't tested for balance or anything like that, and is... likely to probably drive a dungeon master insane.
Yeah.
Like fucking crazy. Because several of the gentleman's abilities involved either subverting the DM or undercutting his decisions.
Oh.
So it's unlikely that any sane DM would ever even use this. So if you want to destroy your dungeon master and they don't know what the gentleman class is, go ahead and try to squeeze it in there and see what happens.
I'm going
to
destroy your dungeon master by squeezing it in there.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So I think that would be hilarious to kind of play a game like that and then, you know.
Let's all be gentlemen classes when we play.
We already are.
Yeah. We all
Secrets
use Old
out.
Spice. Yeah. Well, sorry, Mike.
Hit that mic.
Don't hit that mic.
Don't be so mean.
Don't be so mean. Okay.
You're regular Ike Turner, man.
Why you gonna be so mean? I don't know. I don't know what that song is.
Did you just misappropriate Magic
Man? Yes, yes, I did. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, though.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay, though.
Have we talked about Pornhub yet?
No, we haven't. Let's squeeze that.
We are now.
No, I won't. I won't bring anything about Pornhub up.
That's good, because I'm kind of a... I don't really have anything else.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well. Guys, we'll go ahead and make this one short then.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. It's fine.
Ended right on Pornhub. That's
right on Pornhub.
Par for the course.
Obligatory Pornhub.
Yeah.
Mention.
Yeah. They're our sponsor, so we have to get that out there, you know, at least once a podcast.
They're not our sponsor.
They're really not.
They're not.
They're going to come after us for saying that.
If you tell people that, actually, that's hilarious, but yeah, they might come after us for saying
that. Yeah, probably. So let's subtract that.
So, okay, guys. Well, thank you very much.
I'd say that the live podcast was a success.
It was something.
I would say that I wouldn't say that it was a hit, but
it was something.
So go check us out on Facebook. Go check Silver Paladin Gaming out.
Like us on follow us on Twitch. We're gonna be streaming later.
Yeah, probably the rest
all
of the day.
Throughout the day.
I might have to go on a run, but that's fine. And then
I've never
don't forget...
seen you run. I've never seen that.
I don't run. Don't forget to check out the Pine State Con page, BCTC, Bangor Comic and Toy Con page. Share the Kickstarter or GoFundMe. Was it GoFundMe?
Yep.
I can't remember. Just share it.
It's Kickstarter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Kickstarter. And honestly... The better that that Kickstarter does, like I said before, the more that we'll be able to do for you in the long run.
Right.
We've already got some cool things lined up, and you know, we're gonna be there. We're gonna be doing interviews. We're gonna be doing
free play.
We're gonna be doing just everything awesome.
Possibly an Overwatch competition.
An Overwatch tournament. As soon as we figure out how to do it, and B, we can stifle our vomit long enough to play it.
We need to figure out how to play it first.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Later.
Appreciate it. Bye.